Food Nation Radio knows that working in a restaurant can really bite the big one.
That's funny. That's funny because it's true.
You got something on your chest you'd like to get off? Go to foodnationradio.com and click the big red email link. You can tell us in your own words what the hell is going on where you work and so much more. We'll change the pitch of your voice so no one will know that it's you and you'll be protected. Then we'll play it on a future show.
Well, what do you say?
Go to our website, click the big red email link, and tell us what's really going on in the kitchen behind the door.
Oh, yeah.
FoodNationRadio.com.
Bring it on.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Each week, we give servers the chance to complain about their customers and tell us what they think. So this week we have some choice cuts for you from people that emailed us, and we digitize your voice to protect your identity. You can email me at elizabeth@foodnationradio.com if you want to be among the complainers. Let's play the first one.
I'm a professional server at a 4-star hotel restaurant. The governor is forcing us to wear masks. I look like a complete dork and my tips have dried up. Worse yet, this is making my face break out with zits. I looked it up and they're calling it maskne, acne caused by a mask. Thanks, Governor.
Okay, so I had no idea you were going to play that when I was talking about this maskne thing. But that just kind of reinforces what I said, that this is a problem. If it's not going to substantially help people anyway, I don't understand. I mean, if it's airborne, you're not talking about droplets anymore.
I have another question, and this is something that hasn't been addressed yet. What is summer doing to this virus now that it's hot and it's
nothing?
They said that during the summertime well, never mind. Okay.
Part two.
I cooked at a small restaurant and bar for years, and the owner never gave me crap about anything. So I got a bunch of tattoos. I've smoked a lot of weed and let my hair grow out. I got laid off last month and now everywhere I apply wants to drug test me, and there's no way I'm going to pass. They're just using this as a way to weed out experienced people and I'm screwed.
How's that any different than Charlie Trotter after 9/11?
Wow.
No, I don't think Charlie Trotter, I don't know if he smoked weed or not, but I saw him right after 9/11. He had grown his hair out and he was just like Mr. Chill Dude.
Yeah, but there's a difference when you're the restaurateur and when you're an hourly or salaried employee, and this poor guy's getting screwed over just because of some life choices that he made.
No, but I mean, there are some people that these things intrinsically change who they are. Charlie Trotter had this ability, I don't know if it was with me or with everybody, but he could just look at me and say one thing and I knew exactly what he was saying in one sentence. He looked at me and he said, I'm rethinking what I'm doing here. I think he was thinking about closing up shop then. That was in 2001. But anyway, go ahead.
I think this guy may be rethinking his career.
I think
a lot
of people are rethinking things. I mean, if you're a server and you're in a restaurant, you're getting completely screwed over.
Maybe just some career rehabilitation.
They're going to have to change the model. They're going to have to change the model and say, you know, we're just going to pay you a fair hourly wage. Because the tip thing isn't, I don't know if it's working right now.
No, not at all. All right, here's number three.
There are a lot of people looking for work right now. Just ask the person who is doing the hiring if they will set the interview around lunchtime. Then, volunteer to work 1 hour for free to let them see you at work with coworkers and customers. Yeah, it sucks to work for free, but you've got to stand out. By the way, it worked for me.
I wouldn't do that. If I were a GM, I'd be worried that they worked for the competition. I'd have to check them out A-ways to Sunday first. They could be making my customers sick. I have no idea.
I agree.
There's no way I would do that.
I agree. And from a liability standpoint, maybe this, we don't know the whole story here. That's all she sent us. But maybe, you know, in her case.
In some businesses, I think that would work. Not this one.
All right, there you go. There's server's revenge for this week.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a sweetener you probably haven't heard about yet that actually relieves a whole bunch of health problems. This is amazing. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us. You've been listening to the Food Nation Radio Network.